I got more chairs if we need them.
Every Monday night, the residents of the Bauer House, a sober home in Falmouth, sit down for a group meeting. The house manager, Rick Conway, leads the group as they discuss chores, house items, and then move on to how everyone has been coping with independent living.
Guys, we're just going to do what we always do. Just go around the room, check in, okay? Real quick check in. We're going to start with Fred. Let's welcome Fred, okay?
The nine residents of the Bauer House have rules to follow. There's drug tests at random, and each has to attend a minimum number of Alcoholics or Narcotics Anonymous meetings. Rooms are inspected, curfews are enforced, and if someone is found using drugs, they'll be told to leave.
Guys like structure because they're coming out of early recovery, okay? They're still cloudy, okay? And the guys that really get it, that want that, they will follow you. They will do that without even asking. Those are the guys that survive.
Most of these residents have been grappling with their addiction for years, whether it be alcohol or substances like opioids. To many of them, sober houses represent the final test before going back to living on their own. Ray Tomasi of Gosnold, the Cape's largest addiction treatment center, says Falmouth has a disproportionate number of sober houses.
Right now, there are between 35 and 40, up to maybe even 45 sober houses in the larger Falmouth community. So that per capita, that's got to be, if not the tops in the state, very close to it.
A big reason for this is because of Gosnold, which is headquartered in Falmouth. It draws people from elsewhere in the state for detox and rehab services. Once patients complete treatment for an addiction, Tomasi says it's easier for them to stay.
I think that is the primary reason why you've got this sort of continuation of services in an area where people feel, well, I've sort of gotten better here, I'm getting better here. It's a little sort of recovery cocoon, if you will.
But for all their importance in an addict's journey to recovery, sober houses operate largely unregulated, in part because they don't provide any actual medical services. They're just residential homes.
They're not eligible for insurance. They're lodging houses, so health insurance is never going to pay a provider of sober house services for sober houses.
Back in 2016, after a string of overdoses at sober houses, a nonprofit called the Massachusetts Alliance for Sober Housing created a certification process. But certification is optional, and estimates are that in Falmouth, only a quarter of sober houses are actually certified. Richard Winant is part of the board of directors. He points out that there's a balance to strike between over-regulating and under-regulating.
What would happen if you, I don't want to say over-regulate, but that's the best way to describe it, a lot of those houses would shut down, the certified ones.
He says many are worried that more formal regulations will mean having to bring all sober houses up to public building code, which would include putting in things like handicap ramps and sprinkler systems.
You're talking $40,000, $50,000 expenditure. They would shut down.
With the state's current opioid crisis, beds at any sober house, even an unregulated one, are in short supply. Back at the Bauer House, Joseph Schepplein is one of the residents and a 22-year-old opioid addict in recovery. Before coming here, he lived in a different sober house nearby, where he says the lack of structure was hard for him.
We could say that it wasn't a good one. The people in it, a lot of them were using, you know, and when I'm early on, I can't be around that, you know, because if it's in front of me, there's a good chance I'm going to do it, you know.
He came from off Cape for treatment at Gosnold, but has decided to stay.
So I would say moving here 3 years ago was a bit of shell shock. Nothing's open past 9 o'clock. So it's definitely different. But, you know, that was 3 years ago, and I've gotten used to it. And this is, I don't see myself ever going back there. There's no place for me there. This is my life now.
The average stay for a person in a sober house is about 6 months. But it isn't unusual for residents to relapse on the path to recovery, which could mean returning to sober housing more than once. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.